Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on May 1st, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. The voting is on now, so please do vote. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. All one word, ManhattanBeachChamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show, and of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning. It's May 1.
It's May 1.
It's like May Day. I don't know. I think originally it was like a pagan thing, but I think it became communist or something after that.
Oh,
is that right?
May Day?
May Day, yes. Maypoles, labor, something. I don't know. I don't know what. Don't the workers get off on May 1st or something in Europe?
Yeah, or in Russia, or something. I don't think the communists even they. I don't think they celebrate it anymore.
Oh, okay. I have to catch up.
But we are 3 days away from the Star Wars holiday.
Right, right. May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, yes.
we have such a blessing to be living in the South Bay. It's a great community. And, of course, there's lots and lots of stuff that goes on in the spring and the summer. And it isn't just, you know, random. A lot of it is planned and a lot of it is very, very organized, and especially by the Manhattan Beach Department of Parks and Recreation. We are so thrilled to have our guests with us. Who's with us today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Gina Allen and Archie Sherman from the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department. Returning guest Gina Allen is a graduate of California State University Long Beach with a bachelor's degree in recreation and leisure studies and a master's of public policy. In September 2004, Gina joined the City of Manhattan Beach as a recreation supervisor, and 2 years later, she was promoted to recreation services manager. As manager, Gina oversees registration services, implements and manages administrative support to meet community needs, and handles marketing opportunities for the department. Gina is a California native and calls Long Beach home with her husband and two-year-old daughter. Archie Sherman is the sports supervisor for the Parks and Recreation Department. He grew up in Manhattan Beach and participated in numerous Parks and Rec programs throughout his childhood. Archie attended high school at MiraCosta, where he was a member of the 1996 CIF Volleyball Championship team and graduated from Long Beach State with a degree in business economics. Archie has coordinated the city's adult sports league since 2005 and has been supervising the city's sports and fitness classes since 2013. So, as you mentioned this morning, our guests are going to fill us in on some of the big events happening in Manhattan Beach throughout the spring and the coming summer. Gina, Archie, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Wow, this is exciting. A degree in recreation and leisure studies, Gina. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, and it was fun, too.
You know, I gotta get one of those.
Yeah.
I am definitely a master at leisure, let me tell you.
A master of leisure. No, but that's really critical. I mean, the city does so many different things. Obviously, the city is focused on helping businesses throughout the city thrive and grow their businesses and survive and so forth. But, of course, the residents need to have activities planned and managed, and that's what the Department of Recs or Parks and Recreation does, is manage the parks and those activities that go on there. Give us an overview of how many people you serve a year or a spring and summer or whatever, however you define that.
Well, we definitely want to serve the entire community, so we try to plan various activities that lend themselves to everyone in the city. But we have at least about 15,000 people registering for activities, programs throughout the year. So we have, you know, anywhere from 100 to 200 classes that we offer each session, and, you know, all of them pretty much reach enrollment. So we have a lot of people that are participating, and then we have all of our special events. You know, we have our smaller events, you know, that are might be attended by, you know, 50 or 60 people, and then we have our, you know, humongous events like the pumpkin race. It's just thousands. And so we definitely have a lot of people getting involved with the Parks and Recreation Department. You know, our priority is to create activities and programs that create bond within the community. So
there are so many needs, both youth and older adults. I just want to ask Archie about the concept of providing city sponsored sports activities, adult sport leagues and so forth. This is something that's been around for a long time, but I guess it could be even expanding and changing as more and more older adults are retiring and it's the graying of America. Is that affecting you, Archie?
You know, it's good because we offer both programs for the older adults as well, with associated with the sport leagues, and as well as, you know, the normal 18 to, you know, the middle age type age leagues, and we're actually both seeing, you know, attendance numbers grow in those, whether it's teams that are friends, people known each other forever, whether it's we're getting a lot of company teams from local businesses, and it's just really good to see the numbers go up. I think recreation's a very important aspect of everybody's lives, and it's just good that the city is able to offer these programs for people to sign up and become involved with.
I was just reading an article about, as people retire, many people who retire are really unprepared for the vacuum of time. They are unprepared for, you know, having so much leisure time. Do you get a lot of older adults that are potentially volunteers and that kind of thing saying, I'm ready, let's do something?
Definitely. Yes, we do. And, you know, we have programs for any type of senior. We have our baby boomers that are young seniors, right? And they still have a lot of energy and want to go out there and do adventurous things. So we definitely plan for that type of population, and then we also plan for our older adults. But both generations are really interested in still being, you know, involved in their community. So we have a volunteer program, and we always have new ambassadors coming into the city that help us greet people as they come into City Hall, and then just volunteers with events. And we, you know, a lot of our older adults are getting involved with social media and helping us promote our events to social media. So yes, they're definitely involved.
Does that, Gina, does that really change your job and the job of the recreation, Parks and Recreation, the rise of social media? Does it get easier, or does it change in terms of how you communicate with your population and the people that you serve? And is it much different this year than last year or the year before because of Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and so forth?
Definitely, yes. It hasn't gotten easier. It's a new channel for us to communicate with people, so it's definitely more work, but it's different. It's a little more exciting to me. I really like social media. It's all about the engagement, and you're actually having a relationship with the person that you're connecting with. To where traditional media, you know, you put a paper, an ad in the paper, and you're not exactly sure if it's reaching or who's reading it, and the feedback may come back a couple months later. But with social media, it's instant. You know, we put a picture, someone likes it, and they say, hey, that reminded me of this experience, or I was there, or, you know, and you have an engagement immediately. So it's a lot more of a friendship type of relationship.
Right. I know, like you say, social media is a lot of work, and Jackie has had a lot of experience with that.
But, oh, boy, have I.
But of course, it was so much work that she needed to hire someone and finally found a great partner to help her with the social media aspect of what she does as a media and journalist, media person and journalist. So, and you guys are kind of like journalists because you're publishing, information about these great events. And we have a ton of great events to get to. So I want to jump into those. I mean, we're going to go right through the calendar, Gina. Let's start with the Feel Good Festival.
Yes, this is a brand new event that the city has put on this year, and we're so excited. You know, with the trend of healthy living, and as you know, the South Bay communities, they're very proactive in living a life that's wholesome, mentally, physically, you know, all around just feeling good. So that's how the concept of this festival came about. And so Archie is actually one of the lead staff putting on this event, but it is on May 9th, so it's coming up next weekend, and we're going to have all sorts of activities in the park. We're going to be having yoga, which some require registration and some are completely free, so you just show up. And we're also going to have some music and a concert in the park, and we'll have various booths throughout the park, and maybe Archie can touch base on those type of booth that'll be there.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, like Gina said, this is our first time doing this event, and we're really excited about it. We're just kind of getting our toes wet. You know, we're hoping this is going to be a yearly thing that's just going to grow bigger. And so really excited about it. We'll have some of the vendors there. We'll have Diane's Beachwear, Fly Buddha, Matt Beach Creamery. We'll have food. We'll have, you know, local business partners as far as, with the fitness and, you know, yoga and everything.
Wow.
We're encompassing that with the music. We'll have a lot of our local contractors that are doing physical fitness classes through us. We'll be able to do demos, so families are welcome, friends are welcome, and they'll be able to participate in all the events that we'll put on throughout the day. So
that's great. That's great. We have a lot of events to get to, and I don't want to go too deeply into each one, but that's the 9th of May. It's coming up next weekend, and people can find out more at your website. What's the website again, Archie? Or Gina?
Yeah.
The website is www.citymb.info.
CityMB.info. And that's all that people need to know, and then they can find out more.
Yeah, they can. Yes, they can definitely go to the website and go to the calendar section, and all of the events that we are referring to today will be on there.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's go right to the next one. There's a older adult health fair on the 15th of May.
Yes, this is a very popular event. We have so many seniors come out, older adults come out for this event, and there'll be booths all health-related, so people will be able to do the Doppler test, which does have an additional charge, but all the other services or the tests should be free. So there will be acupuncture, blood pressure, body fat analysis, bone density, and the list goes on. So, yeah, this is definitely a very popular event. It's the 37th annual event, so very popular.
Okay, so you have to explain to me the Doppler test. What is that?
Oh, goodness. I wouldn't be able to explain it, so I'm going to have to Google that one and get back to you. But I know it's important.
Does it have anything to do with weather? That's the only...
Not associated with weather.
Doppler radar. That's the only way I know that term, Doppler radar.
It's a stroke screening. It's a stroke screening.
Okay.
Yeah. So not the weather so much, but definitely that is a popular one, and it is by appointment only. So I know a lot of people are interested in that one.
Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta go there. So the forecast calls for temperatures in the 80s and a slight chance of stroke. Okay.
It's a new kind of ultrasound. Apparently, they can diagnose or determine your potential risk
for stroke.
Blood clots, poorly functioning valves, heart valve defects, blocked arteries, decreased blood pressure or decreased blood circulation, and so forth. And you know, ultrasound. I just saw a friend of mine who's having a baby. Well, she's pregnant, and they have 3D ultrasound. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
3D ultrasound is absolutely incredible.
Wow.
So, okay, that's the Older Adult Fair on the 15th of May. And then right after that, on the 16th and 17th, a family camp out.
Yes, this is an exciting one for us because it's our 20th year doing the family camp out. And this is a great experience for the whole family. You get to enjoy the park in a completely different way because you get to camp at the actual park. So you spend the night in a tent. Our staff comes out and does a lovely dinner for the family so parents can just sit back and enjoy the amazing outdoor space. The kids run around and play, and staff takes care of whatever the parents need.
Wait, so is this at Pollywog?
It is at Pollywog Park, so there is registration for this event, and it fills up. But we do have additional activities that go on during the family camp out, which is the movie in the park. The movie in the park will be Hero 6 this year, Big Hero 6, and that's free, so the community can come out and watch the park. And then the next day, we have the fishing derby. So it's all happening during the same weekend. The family camp out is for you to spend the night actually at the park in a tent and enjoy family games. And we have inflatable, you know, hamster balls and bowling and ice block sliding and bounce houses. So it's really exciting for the kids.
How many people come to this?
Oh, goodness. I think that we register about 200 people.
Wow.
Yes. And it's, you know, each person has to be registered. So if you have a family of four, it's four registrations. But, yes, we have a lot of people that participate.
And camping is not normally allowed at Pollywog Park, correct?
Oh, no, okay. Definitely not.
Okay.
Don't try it.
All right. Okay. It's a one-time a year thing, a special event that the city allows it. So you can't just go out there and camp out anytime you want.
Correct. Yes, that's why this is so special. You get to, you know, sleep beneath the stars and you get to run around and experience the park in the evening.
Now, I have to mention, because it is the same night, May 16th, the night at the ballpark in Hermosa Beach, which we've been doing for many, many years. Now, I'm not directly involved. I'm not on the board of the Hermosa Beach Little League anymore, but they're having their night at the ballpark that same May 16th. It's a camp out on the ball field at Clark Field in Hermosa Beach. We've been doing it for many, many years, and it's a great fundraiser, and it's also a great sort of get people getting together that play baseball, families, the teammates, and having a camp out, and it's amazing with food, and it's just amazing night. They also do a home run derby and so forth, so check that out if you're into baseball in Hermosa Beach, night at the ballpark.
And you know, about camping, you know, there's so many families that can't find the time to make their way out to a mountain or to a campsite. So this is a really great bonding opportunity. It's local, and you get to go out and set up your tent and, you know, get that camping feeling.
You know, I haven't gone camping in years. I should go.
You should.
Sign
up.
Yeah. That sounds like so much fun.
Wonderful concept. So now, of course, that same day, the 16th, which is, I assume that's a Saturday, Mm-hmm. We have the artist talk. Been there, done that, doing this. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have an art exhibition that actually the opening night was just yesterday, and this is by Jim Murray, who is a local artist here to Manhattan Beach, and he has a lot of his paintings on display at the Manhattan Beach Arts Center, and he will be having a talk about his different pieces that he has on display.
Okay.
And where is that?
The Manhattan Beach Arts Center.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Located on Manhattan Beach Boulevard across the street from Pollywong Park.
Okay, so that, and that's open. It's like an artist kind of reception thing, free, and anybody can go?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And wine and cheese, maybe?
Oh, I think that was last night. but, yeah, this yeah. And it's at 2 p.m. Let's see. Yeah, I believe the talk's at 2 p.m.
Okay. We missed the wine and cheese, Jill.
Uh-oh. But, you know, cheese keeps a long time.
Though. Yeah, that's true. That's as does wine. Does wine. we got to do a commercial break.
Oh, yes. It's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. We're talking about the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation spring and summer events. What a great time it is. And what a great service the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec Commission provides. And so we'll be talking with Gina and Archie some more. But right now we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and a flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, you can visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Okay, wonderful. So now, there's a lot of stuff going on that weekend.
Yes, tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. Movie in the Park, Big Hero 6. Where's that?
Yes, that is at Pollywong Park. So it'll be happening simultaneously with Family Camp Out. But everyone's invited. This is free to the public. People just show up with their blankets and, you know, bring your picnic basket and enjoy Big Hero 6 on the big screen.
Right, but no high back chairs. Just
no high back. Yeah, we ask that everyone bring low back chairs. That way, everyone can see.
So you don't have to go. You don't have to camp. You can just go for the movie.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry.
No. And then the next day, is that what you were going to give?
Yes.
The fishing derby, yes. On the very next day, we have the fishing derby, and it's a great opportunity for the kids to get out to the pond at Pollywong Park and fish. So they actually catch and release, and we have several different certificates that we give away for each of the age groups. So most fish caught, the longest fish caught, the most interesting. We've had some really interesting fish come out of that pond. So, so yeah, that's a fun event for the kids.
Do you stock for it? Do you stock fish in the pond for that day?
Yeah, sometimes we throw some in there, some extra ones in there.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun, too.
But normally there are fish in there, right, Archie?
Yes, they have catfish. They have, I believe, carp in there. They get some pretty large fish in that pond, believe it or not.
Wow. Carp are very, very hardy fish. They can survive quite unusual bodies of water. So
exactly. I want to know what kind of strange fish have come out of there.
We'll show you the pictures.
like you end up finding goldfish I don't know my fish. Are there trout in there?
I don't believe we have trout. I just seen some of the pictures of the catfish. They're huge. They're over a foot long. It's
yeah, and you may be thinking of like koi.
Koi?
Koi are carp. They're the carp family.
Yeah.
We have had some albino fish come out of the pond.
Wow.
So we've seen that before.
Yeah.
that's kind of creepy. Albino fish. No alligators or...
No.
Or
we have turtles, though. There are turtles in there.
You have turtles.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, didn't
try not
we,
to catch
there,
them, though.
Didn't we have someplace in the South Bay where we had an alligator
that
running
was
around?
Reggie the alligator.
Yes.
I think that was in...
Harbor City down...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we don't have any Reggie issues. Okay.
No. And I heard they recently moved him to the L.A. Zoo, so he's still...
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Little update on Reggie.
Okay. And so now we still haven't left that weekend because we've got the youth tennis palooza.
Yes, the tennis palooza. So we're going to go from one end of the city to the other over to our tennis courts. And this is the youth tennis palooza. And it's a round robin match play and fun day. So it's an opportunity for the kids to get a first-hand experience on competitive tennis tournaments. They'll experience match play and scorekeeping, and we'll definitely be promoting sportsmanship.
Okay. Wow, that's wonderful.
You know, before we had go on, yep. Just because Gina, you know, mentioned the tennis courts over there, you also have a facility over there because years ago I took like a pottery class over there.
Yes. So the tennis courts, the ones I'm referring to for the youth tennis palooza, are at Live Oak Tennis Court. And right to the left of the tennis office is our ceramic studio.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of pottery coming out of that studio.
Yeah, and that's one of your programs, right? The pottery classes and...
Yes, and that is a very popular class among the community. From any age, kids can come in and they actually get to work on wheels. I know a lot of adults love working on the wheels, and during Christmas time, it gets crazy over there because everyone's getting ready for the holiday, making bowls and vases and awesome fish sculptures. So, yes, it's a very cool place.
It is, and me and my girlfriend signed up for it. We just said, you know, we're going to do one class, and we enjoyed it so much. I think we ended up doing like four classes in a row.
Oh, nice!
I have quite a few bowls and vases and stuff, and they're pretty good, by the way.
So, Gina, with a degree in recreation, how common is it for a community to have their own pottery studio?
Well, it is pretty unique to our community. I know the city of Torrance does have a ceramic studio, but then the closest one, as far as parks and recreation, I believe is over in Palos Verdes. So for the South Bay, I mean, it's a great resource. A lot of private ceramic studios are very expensive. You have to pay for the clay and the time, and there's all sorts of fees associated. So this is a real big resource for our community, and that's why the community loves it. Because it's a jewel here to have.
Yes, indeed. What a jewel. What a concept. You know, public art is another thing that we've even heard the mayor Wayne Powell talk about wanting more of in the city, and it's part of the general revitalization of the downtown. Public art is something that's very powerful. And then this is not just public art, it's public art participation. It's really great.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have a culture arts division, and they offer everything, you know, from theater art, ceramics, to theater performance, and So we have an array of classes that people take advantage of. And our public art, you know, we're really trying to grow that program. We have a new sculpture garden that's going to be implemented. So the community is going to get to enjoy some new sculptures out in the Civic Plaza. And, you know, our light gate that was installed this year. I don't know if you two have seen the light gate. It's right next to the new library. I mean, that's a wonderful piece.
Wow. I'll see it today. I'll see it today. And speaking of art, going into next month, June 13th through the next item here, June 13th through July 11th, you're going to have an art exhibition, Metamorphosis of Japan After the War. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really popular art exhibition that they've actually, it was going to be taking place at the Manhattan Beach Art Center and it's actually moved to another location, but it's definitely going to be an exciting exhibition.
Wow. Okay. And now that's further into the summer in June.
Yeah, that's kind of the end of spring there, and then we really ramp up for our summer, and we've put together our top 10 Manhattan Beach summer playlists for the summer. So we're kind of getting retro here as we begin the summer, and we emphasize on the play on the playlist.
Right, wonderful, wonderful. Well, now, for this list of events, let me just give the entire list, and then we'll talk about some of the highlights of this list, because it's a good list, and some of these are obviously, you know, classic events, so I just want to give the whole list so the listeners know, yes, of course, these are coming. Father's Day Beach Volleyball Tournament, don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about that. The Salute to the Troops Picnic and Concert. This is a new event, so we'll talk about that. 4th of July, pool party celebration, okay. Concerts in the park, they're always fabulous, and those will be from July through September. Manhattan Beach Open tennis tournament, that's an amazing event. International Surf Festival, six-man beach volleyball tournament. The Manhattan Beach Open beach volleyball tournament. Shakespeare by the Sea, I can't wait. The Tempest and As You Like It in August, and then Kids Extreme in August. So let's start with, Gina, with we'll start at the top, Father's Day Beach Volleyball Tournament.
Yeah, this is a popular event, and Archie is one of the lead staff on this event, so I'll kind of hand it off to him.
Okay,
there we go. Well, yeah, like Gina said, this is a popular event. We've been doing it for many years now, and just a great day for the dads. You know, what better day to start off the morning down at the beach with your kids and family. And so we have our different age brackets for it. We do the 10 and under and 11 to 14, 15 to 18, and then it's basically two on two, the father and, you know, he can pick his favorite son or daughter.
Right.
And then we also have the four-person division, you know, where they could have three of their kids and the dad play, even the wife, mom could play. But it's just a really good event and just a good family bonding thing. And we get a pretty good turnout. We'll have over 50 families there participating in it. It's kind of grown throughout the years. And just a good kickstart to the morning on Father's Day.
Wow.
Is that Father's Day, June 21st? Is that Father's Day this year?
Correct. Sunday, okay. June 21st. And
does that seem late? Or is it just me for Father's Day? Is it always that late in the month?
Yeah, kind
of. Okay.
So, and this tournament will take place on the south side of Manhattan Beach Pier there, on those volleyball courts right there.
Okay.
Joe, have you ever done that?
You know, no, I've not done it, but we have friends that have done it, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, you have a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You can get a couple teams down there, huh?
Yeah, that's. I remember last year talking to somebody that went and played, and they were telling me about it. It sounds like a ton of fun.
It's really nice. I mean, the families come down, they set up, you know, camp there, and kind of just hang out and bring their food and picnic while the family's playing as well. So,
I also recall somebody's wife telling me, yeah, it was great for me. Everybody was out of the house early in the morning.
It benefits both sides there.
Yes.
So, and we have a new event this year, the Salute to the Troops Picnic and Concert. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, this event really originated from our Parks and Recreation Commission. And together with City Council, they wanted to honor and thank the military service and all the sacrifices that the South Bay men and women have done for our communities. And so they put together this great event, Salute to the Troops, which is on Sunday, June 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. And we're going to have all the different branches there, so they'll all be set up. And then there's going to be a type of veterans and active military social hour at 4 p.m. where they'll be able to, you know, reunite with each other or meet different people from other branches and just talk about their experiences. And then we're going to have a band perform at 5:30. And and it's going to be the 3rd Marine Air Wing Band. So that's a big deal for us. We're really honored to have that band perform at 5 p.m. and towards the evening.
Wow, great. Fabulous.
Yeah, and then just a special note about this event is that they will be collecting water and Costco gift cards for the USO. So if you'd like to contribute to that, bring down a couple of bottles of water.
Okay, all right. And then 4th of July.
4th of July, yes. We have our 4th of July pool party celebration, which is always fun, you know, and it's also something different to do on 4th of July is to actually go out and hang out at our pool and just enjoy a day of barbecuing by the pool.
Right.
That way the mess can stay here instead of your backyard.
And this will be a big pool?
Yes, it's that big pool, and it is scheduled for 10 a.m., and it goes till 2. And the cost is $5.
Where is the pool?
It's
the pool?
Backside of Pollywog.
Okay.
Or how would you explain it?
Yeah, it's Manhattan Beach Boulevard and Peck. And so you turn left or right, depending on how you're coming on Manhattan Beach Boulevard, but you turn into Peck, and it's towards the school that used to and then there's like a downward driveway that you head down into, and you'll see a field, and then the pool's right there.
Okay, and that's open to families?
Yes, it's open to families. There are going to be water games and water balloon toss, swimming, and music. So it'll be a great picnic opportunity for everyone.
Okay, so people can bring their own food?
Yes. People are encouraged to bring their own food to picnic.
Okay, all right.
Now, of course, the concerts in the park are a signature event throughout the summer, July through September. So there's going to be several concerts, and so this is exciting. Give us a sense of the different acts that are going to be performing.
We have a great lineup for concerts in the park. We're going to kick off the summer with a band, and it's Hot August Nights, and then a Barbra Streisand tribute. So that's going to be exciting. And then the list just gets better and better as the summer goes on. I mean, we have a blue band and a South Bay country band, and then we have our Elvis tribute. And then we're going to have a couple new acts coming or joining us this summer. And it's going to be Afro-Cuban and Pan-African style type of band. So that'll be really interesting. And then we're going to have a Journey tribute this summer as well.
That's true.
Yes. And then we're going to have our rock bands like we usually do. And we're having swing this year. So that should be really, really exciting for everyone. I know a lot of people like to get out on the dance floor for the swing. And then we're going to wrap up the summer with the Beatles tribute, which is one of the favorite bands here.
It's huge. That's huge. Are you doing Neil Diamond this year?
And you know, I think they're trying something new with the Journey tribute.
Okay, because yes. I know the Neil Diamond show is a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. We're trying out some different type of bands this year to see what the public would like. We did a really big survey last summer to see what the community wanted. I mean, we had over 500 responses on the survey. And so a lot of people indicated they wanted to try some new bands. And so that's what we brought to them this year.
Okay.
Wow, that's going to be great. What a great – and those that's every Sunday?
Every Sunday,
right,
at Pollywog Park, yes.
Right, and you bring your low back chairs and your picnic and your family and friends, and it is just a great, great time.
Yeah, we have, you know, some food vendors there, but everyone loves to bring their own spread. And, I mean, people really go out with, you know, their wine and their spread. And, Archie, you've been there to enjoy the concerts a couple times, right?
You know, I'm a huge fan of them, and I think everybody should go to at least once every summer. So they're
but
really good.
It really looks like a Vegas buffet out there sometimes.
And Gina, you mentioned wine. People actually bring wine to the concerts in the park?
I don't think you're supposed to talk about that.
Oh, no. It's one of those rare events where we do allow for people. People bring in. We don't provide any type of alcoholic beverage, but people are allowed to bring their own, you know, wine if they'd like.
Right.
Okay. I didn't think that was, you know, something we talked about.
It's a very strange dichotomy. It is, of course, not allowed on the beach.
Right, right, right.
Not allowed on the sand. There's never any alcohol on the sand in Manhattan or Hermosa Beach.
Any place.
Anywhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. Listen, we need to do a commercial.
Yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec and spring and summer events. It's pretty exciting. They've got quite a lineup ready for us this coming spring and summer. And, of course, Jackie, we want to thank a sponsor.
Yes, the Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Kuczynski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the Pacific. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured beach city's tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. Yes, that's right. Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, now we're moving into some more iconic events that have a wider audience than just the South Bay. These are events that, you know, literally are known about all over the world. Let's tell us a little bit about the Manhattan Beach Open Tennis Tournament.
Yeah, this is a really big tennis tournament, and we're lucky to have it here in the South Bay. We have, you know, doubles, men's and women's division, and we have doubles, and it's just some elite amateur players coming out and playing some great tennis. That is going to be taking place July 16th through the 19th. And if there are any tennis players out there that are interested, registration is open or about to open, and the early bird special is going on right now. So you can register at a reduced price right now for the tournament.
Right, 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 right. Wonderful.
Have you ever played in the tennis tournament, Joe?
I've never played, Jackie.
Okay.
But
all right,
I did work right next to the Manhattan Beach Country Club. There is an office building, and I used to work in that office building.
Okay, that doesn't count. Doesn't count. Back to tennis.
Yeah, you know, and now that you mentioned the country club, I know that last year we had our finals there, so it's a great atmosphere, the country club, and the partnership we've built with them is great. So, yeah, it's going to be a great tennis tournament this year.
And, of course, it wouldn't be the South Bay if there wasn't a surf festival, the International Surf Festival. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. This is, you know, a huge South Bay City festival that we put on, and Hermosa Beach will actually be hosting it this year. So most of the events will be taking place there throughout the weekend of July 30th. Actually, we kick it off with the six-man here in Manhattan Beach on July 30th, that Thursday. So we'll be hosting the six-man Thursday and Friday, and the rest of the International Surf Festival will be starting that Friday night and then Saturday and Sunday. It's a really good event. We'll have things like the Surfing Championships, Paddleboard Race, International Body Surfing Championship, 2 Mile Beach Run, Lifeguard Championship events, Peer-to-Peer Paddleboard Championship, even a Sandcastle contest on Sunday morning. Just a lot. It's a good way for all the beach cities to come together, and you actually have people traveling. We have teams from Australia actually participating in this event.
I don't think, you know, people who aren't involved or are new to the South Bay are aware of just how iconic the beach volleyball and surf, culture here is historic. And of course, six man is Thursday and Friday. It was moved because it was on the weekends and the crowds were just too big.
Yes, it kind of became an event of its own in a way.
Yeah, right.
That's the Charlie Fakely six-man volleyball tournament, which, as you said, it used to be on the weekends. We were getting upwards of, 60,000 people coming into town for that. It was a little crazy. And then last year or the year before? I can't remember. They moved it from the weekend to midweek.
Right.
And brought the crowd numbers down substantially. But from what I understand, it also lessened the number of participants. But I noticed that you're starting. This is going to be on Thursday and Friday, so that might bring the crowd numbers up again. Yes.
Correct. Yes, we've done it 3 years during the midweek, and so this is the first time that we're getting closer to the weekend. So we're doing Thursday and Friday this year, and numbers the last few years obviously dropped down, like you said, with the team registrations. But
a lot of people just can't do it during the week. You know,
right?
This sounds like a nicer balance, doing it on a Thursday and Friday. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So we're hoping it'll build from there. Word spreading around, people are kind of psyched for it again. So hopefully those numbers will start to increase. And the one thing it hasn't lacked, even the last few years, is the quality of volleyball.
Right.
Those good teams are still there. You still have, Olympic athletes out there playing. You have the ABP pros playing. So if anything, it's kind of consolidated down to good volleyball. So that'll never go away. But
And it's really going to be, this is fascinating that, from the end of July through mid-August, we're going to have, some of the top surfers from around the world, some of the top volleyball players from around the world, and it culminates in the Manhattan Beach Open Beach Volleyball Tournament. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're excited this year. So they'll be starting, the week of August 13th. That Thursday, they'll start the qualifier, and then ABP will continue throughout that Sunday of the 16th. And, everyone knows Manhattan Beach is the grandfather of beach volleyball. It's the event that all the pros want to play in. And so we got some good plans. We're working out the format and everything right now. So it's going to be a little, trying to be better than last year. And I think everyone's going to be happy with how it turns out.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, some people may not know, but Shakespeare by the Sea has been performing in the South Bay for many, many years. They have a fundraiser coming up May 13th. I believe it's sold out May 13th at the Comedy and Magic Club. My wife and I got tickets, and we're very excited about that because it's lots of our friends that do the Shakespeare by the Sea, and so they support them. And so we're going to hang out with them on May 13th at the Comedy and Magic Club. But Shakespeare by the Sea in Manhattan on the 14th and 15th of August. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a free event for the public to attend, and on the 14th will be the Tempest, and that should be really exciting. And then we have on Saturday, we have As You Like It. So it's, again, a great opportunity to come out with your picnic blanket to Pollywog Park. The show starts at 7 p.m., so do bring a blanket and something to keep you warm. It gets a little chilly, but it is great acting in the park. It's from, you know, true Shakespeare in its original form, just in that open air amphitheater. So it's a great experience.
And this Shakespeare by the Sea, they perform all throughout the South Bay as well as other places, but we're just talking about the South Bay in general. They do two productions each year, each summer, and they go from city to city. So they'll not only be playing in Manhattan Beach, but they'll be up in PV, they'll be in Torrance. They do it all the different cities.
Right.
Yes, they do travel around.
In Hermosa at Valley Park.
All right.
It is original. This is exactly how they did it in Shakespeare's time. They literally rolled wagons from city to city to city, would set up and perform that night, then pack it up and go to the next city. It's very, you know, just visceral how it works, and it's wonderful to see.
But I don't think they use the wagons anymore.
No, maybe. And the oxen to draw the wagons.
That might
be fun.
Yeah, that might cause a little trouble on Sepulveda.
No, now they have those big semis probably, you know.
Yeah.
Food trucks and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then Kids Extreme on the 16th.
Yeah, then we kind of wrap up our summer and do our Kids Extreme, and it's the 7th annual. And this is just a great opportunity for the kids to do run and swim, get muddy, and have some fun obstacle courses. And everyone gets a bat, or excuse me, will they get a, geez, what is the best thing that hangs around your neck?
The medal,
there you go. So, yes, and the course is it's a 100-yard swim. And they do a 1K run and then a 200-yard obstacle course. And we have for all different age divisions, starting from 5 up to 15. And then we also have a parent division. So if parents want to do the course with their child, they're more than welcome to. It's a really fun event for the kids. They like climbing over all of the different obstacle courses, and they love the mud. They love to get dirty.
Adults love that too, by the way. These mud runs have become so popular.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody I know is doing them. They've just exploded in popularity. You know, as you said, running obstacle courses, getting muddy. There's something, using your word, visceral about it, Joe. Yeah.
You know, it's that time, Gina and Archie. It's that time when we talk about how blessed and fortunate we are to have professionals like yourselves working in the South Bay, and in particular here, the Parks and Rec Commission of Manhattan Beach, both you, Gina, and you, Archie, you guys bring such energy and literally academic credentials to the Parks and Rec Commission that make it so special. Let's just talk about that for a few minutes. I mean, really, this is something that I know lots of other communities don't have, this kind of professional attention to the recreation of their residents. It's really important, Gina.
Yeah, I mean, Parks and Recreation, we have a slogan, and hopefully you're familiar with it, but it's Parks Make Life Better. And I think that really sums it up on what our goal is here at the Parks and Recreation Department. We really are trying to provide excellent quality when it comes to outdoor space, play, exercising, and just, you know, we want to facilitate programs that provide human development, and it's for any age. And we understand that recreation encompasses play, but it's also art, and it's educational programming. So we really try our best to provide that for our community. And, you know, residents here in Manhattan Beach, they are in touch with what is good for their families and what they should be involved in. And we want to try to provide those opportunities as best as we can. And, I mean, Archie can also speak to this, but we have awesome athletes living in our community, and they're really also really engaged with their family. So bringing those two together for us is great.
Yeah, Gina's absolutely right. We try to provide everything. You know, if there's something lacking, a program we don't offer, you know, we want to make sure we cover that. And like she said, it does help that we do have professional athletes or ex-athletes that live here, and it's kind of cool seeing them and their children enrolled in our classes and, you know, getting ideas from them, helping us expand and, you know, further our programming. It's just, it's really beneficial.
I knew that this would be one of my favorite shows because it's just a tribute to the place and the space where we live, the South Bay, providing, you know, tremendous opportunities for older adults, for young adults, for children. It means we're going to have a great summer, I guess.
We are. Everyone's going to be busy.
Fabulous, fabulous. What a lineup of events, right? Starting just next weekend with the Feel Good Festival, which just sounds good.
Yeah, we want to keep this feel-good theme going throughout the spring, summer, and the rest of the year. So we wanted to kick off with that feel-good festival, and we realized that it's the day before Mother's Day. So our Parks and Recreation booth will be giving a special little treat to all the moms that visit us that day at the booth.
Wow. All the way through new events like the Salute to the Troops picnic and concert June 28th, these things are, you know, they don't just happen. They have to be planned. They have to be, you know, staffed. They take a lot of work, and the Parks and Rec Commission obviously spends the resources that they have, but they also have lots of volunteers that help.
Speaking of volunteers,
yeah.
I just received a press release yesterday that the Tour de Pier is looking for volunteers. So I just want to throw that out there. They need volunteers. So you can go to their website, and there's a volunteer button there. They need a couple of hundred volunteers for that.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have volunteers like a couple per bike or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me.
They have teams. I think you can sponsor a bike. I know that Parks and Rec Department, the city of Manhattan Beach has had a team, and you can pay to have for the bike, and then you spin as much as you can for an hour. So it's a fun event.
Yeah, but they are looking for volunteers for the event. So if anybody wants to volunteer for that, contact them.
What's their website?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Tour de Pier. Tour de Pier. TOURDEPIER.
.com.
Just Google it. You'll find
it.
Google it. Yep.
All right. Google is your friend.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, Archie, it's been fabulous. Gina Allen and Archie Sherman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, definitely.
One more time with the contact information where people can contact you guys if they have any questions.
It is the city website, which is citymb.info, and then the Parks and Recreation Department also has a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account, and you can find us at MB Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's really great. We're really excited about the lineup of activities and events that you guys have planned for this coming summer. It's just off the charts professional, and we're really thankful and we're, as I said before, blessed to have you guys doing that for us.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Well, we'll see you all, ladies and gentlemen, again on Tuesday for Preparing for Disaster in America. That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now. Thank you.